Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our buddy Chip Bell is here. Ladies and gentlemen, Chip Bell is he's the emperor of customer care. He's the guru of customer service. He's the galactic guru of loving up your customers. And he's written all the important books on the topic. He's the founder of the Chip Bell Group. Service Magic, 9.5, not 9 or 10, but 9.5 principles of innovative service. Kaleidoscope, sprinkles, take their breath away. You get the picture. It's all about customers. And if Chip's around, that's what it's all about. Chip, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Always a delight and honor to be with you, sir.
Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen. So, Chip, you want to talk about core competencies that you say are rooted in Southern hospitality. Tell us about that.
I have been working some with the University of Alabama at Mobile and did their tourism conference a while back, and they asked me to speak about the fact that we are losing that unique competence in the South known as Southern hospitality. The target audience was obviously people in the hospitality industry, hotels, restaurants, gaming, theme parks, et cetera, but I think it applies. And the more I worked on what does that mean, what is Southern hospitality, if we dissected it, I realized that the attributes that represent Southern hospitality in its purest form are applicable not just in the South, but anywhere. It's mm-hmm. not about a drawl. It's not about somebody saying, how's your mama, mm-hmm. While we think of it there. It's a way of demonstrating an attention and a consideration to the customer. So well, I've been using that as a way to talk about what we need from a competence standpoint more today everywhere.
Well, I'm glad you're talking about that, because there is something, as someone who's from the South, as you are, there is something about the way people are treated in the South. Your first competency is charm. Charming.
It is.
And it is charming. And there's something
right.
about that. Believe it or not, when I go to work in New York City, I've been calling on people in New York City for 35 years. I've never not been able to get my week filled before I got there. People like, if you say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, even people in New York like to hear that.
That's right. Absolutely. And in California or wherever, I think it is. It has a universal appeal, and while it may characteristically be more in the South, I think it is relevant for anyone in the business of serving customers, which we all are.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing, you know, there's one thing that I think is part of this charm that I've been thinking a lot about lately, and not just for customer service, but the way we treat each other and the way we help each other. There's a term in the Bible that I just love, and it goes, whatever you do, do it with a glad heart.
Right. That's it.
If somebody comes in your store, welcome them with a glad heart. If they want something that you have and you can give it to them with a glad heart.
Right.
What do you think?
Right.
Isn't that part of the,
I think that's part
of the charm?
That's a piece of it. You know, I did an interesting, I thought, where do we get the word charming? Where do we know, you know, where do we think of it? And, you know, in India, they charm snakes, those cobras. And I went to go to school on how they did that, you know, and I know there's some pictures
Only you would think of that.
I got to looking at it, and it's a reflection of an attitude. It's a set of behaviors or skills, and it's a practice that charmer brings that makes it successful. Well, I think in Southern hospitality, it's an attitude, but it's also a behavior, a set of actions, mm-hmm. and it's also an overall practice of how we approach the customer and how we make it easy for the customer, all those things. So Yep. It's a fun area to talk about, and it's neglected today, I think, in terms of our busy lives. Particularly, we don't sometimes take time to teach our children the tenets of Southern hospitality. Say yes, ma'am, no, sir, to demonstrate that kind of kindness. You know, sometimes it's a one-person family, two parents in the home. It's again, busy lives. Children watch TV all the time. They don't have as many children.
But, Chip, we're still, one thing about it is, and this is something that Nesbitt told us in 35 years ago, almost 40 years ago. He said, the more high tech we have, the more crazy our world gets, the more high touch we're going to want. And I call that Nesbitt's razor, and it's that's never going to change. We're still analog humans. No. We're always going to want this charm.
And
what I like about
the
fact that you've got it on top, folks, charm really only works if you turn it on in the beginning. People need to almost feel your charm before you even open your mouth.
Right. Absolutely. It's an energy.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It's caring enough to give the best.
Well, and it can't happen without a big ear-to-ear smile, that's for sure. What about the next one?
That's it.
Now, the next one is
I call graceful, and it's that welcoming. It's a sense of compassion. It's personalized. You know, I always like to anchor it to the Good Samaritan. And we all know the Good Samaritan story, but there's a part of the Good Samaritan story we sometimes miss. And if you remember, the Good Samaritan says a Jewish man went down to Jericho, meaning he went from Jerusalem to Jericho. Mm-hmm. Well, the Good Samaritan had gone from Jericho to Jerusalem. And that's about 20 miles uphill through an area, the Den of Thieves, they call it, where people were at risk of being harmed. And that's where he had just come from, and he still stopped and helped someone who hated him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that to me is compassion, and that's a part of that being graceful. It's a part of the caring that is and the personalization.
Mm-hmm.
I call all that, you know, full of grace. Grace is not only a unconditional acceptance, but it's also a sense of artfulness.
Right.
So it's combining all of that, I think, in a style.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Hey, Chip, I need your website, please.
ChipBell.com.
Now, I can't
keep up.
Easy
one I can remember.
I can't keep up, Chip. So tell me, which is the new book?
The newest book is Kaleidoscope.
Okay, I got it. I got it here. I hurt myself carrying them into the studio. Chip stuck here. ChipBell.com. Is that right?
ChipBell.com.
All right, so check it out. We got more of this to come after these messages, folks. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.